Carol, don't come up to Lansing because it's cold up here.
Is it cold? And how are the roadways up that way?
They're okay. They need more salt. I imagine by this time it's better. Why are you on your way up here?
Yeah, I'm going to be coming up for some things actually this afternoon. So I'm sort of looking at the roadways and thinking, hoping the sun comes out and the salt is working.
Well, give us the lowdown.
How about if I talk to you on Friday about it?
Deep
secret.
Okay.
Hard
all right.
to keep in Lansing, but we're going to try.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about, before we talk about your last couple of columns, I wanted to talk with you about that great television special that you were working on.
Well, and it's called, thanks so much for asking about it. It's called Reinventing Michigan. That airs tonight on CBS Detroit, WWJ. TV at 6, from 6 to 6:30. The backdrop on the whole thing, Tony, is this. With the new governor coming in, lots of new leaders, not new blood, so to speak, into the mix of trying to get things going, get the state going, what is actually ahead as the state that put the world on wheels looks to reinvent itself? Everybody knows about the alternative energy and movies and some of these other efforts that have been up and going the last couple years here, and they kind of stalled a little bit in some areas because of what was going on with this economy, but with very tiny inklings that things are starting to pick up, which ones will catch fire, which ones is Rick Snyder going to get behind, the movie incentives being front and center in terms of attention. We know they've gotten a lot of headlines, but there are some people like the Mackinac Center that does not think that they're necessarily worth all the monies and resources being put forth into them. So we have Jeff Daniels talking about that, and we talked to some other people who are big proponents of it, like Al Taubman, who's behind a studio in Pontiac they're trying to build. And I know there's a big faction on the west side of the state, Grand Rapids Way, doing the same thing. They're all pushing it. But the whole point of the special is looking at trying to find jobs, get livelihoods to the state that's had the worst economy going, gosh, for the last so many years here.
You know, Carol, in your column in Sunday's Detroit Free Press, you talk about leaders agree that job creation is needed in state. We hear constantly about reinventing Michigan. Have we gotten any substantial ideas from the Snyder administration exactly how he's going to do that?
No. In fact, I think he's talked a lot and has a very uplifting message when you hear it, but we've heard uplifting messages before, and I think a lot of people are sitting back, want to hear specifically what is politician Rick Snyder going to do now. He's got the job, he got voters to say yes, and everybody knows we all want it to go great. We want Rick Snyder to do a great job, but he's got a tough, tough task, and the problem is this, is Rick Snyder can't do this himself. He's going to have political buy-in from both sides of the aisle. He's going to have labor involved. In fact, I talked to James P. Hoffa, Teamster president, about some of this, and he's very pragmatic, and I think many people are more pragmatic about what's going to need to be done now to get this all done. And I know January 1st, a lot of high expectations, but the one thing, Tony, is as we talk about this and looking at the constituents and people listening, maybe someone who's not in the political beltway, not paying too close attention, to do what they voted Rick Snyder and the others to do, it's going to cause many changes across the state, cities like Detroit and Flint and Grand Rapids, and there's just going to be a whole lot of changes and some tough times and tough decisions still to come here. So we're not out of the woods as a city, region, or state. It's just there's going to be, I think, new efforts to try to push certain things. They'll look at things like the tax regulation environment in the state, and there's just going to be a lot of yin and yang and conversations about what to keep and not, and where should the resources go.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. It's 8:11. Carol, before we let you go, you've had the opportunity recently to interview James P. Hoffa, who is the Teamsters president, as well as Dave Bing, who's the mayor of Lansing. Tell us a little bit about their personalities and what they're like maybe when the cameras aren't around.
Well, Dave Bing is a just what you see is what you get with him. He's a very quiet, reserved person. He's that way even in person. It takes him a little while to get out there and get going. He's a CEO type. It's very easy to see that. But a very nice man, very hardworking man. Same thing with James P. Hoffa. Again, I think people expect union leaders to be fiery and combative, and that's not at all the sense you get from talking with him. He said some things, even talking about China, which I was kind of surprised, in talking about almost a quiet admiration, if you will, of how the Chinese government got people there to do things and push it a certain way. Again, it's a communist country, so they can tell the people what to do. It's not like here where it's a democratic society. But understanding that unless companies are doing better, unless the region's doing better, that the whole country won't do better. And it's sort of, it's everybody's all tied together. There's a theme here with all of this.
The Ilitch family owns Little Caesars Pizza, as well as the Detroit Tigers, the Detroit Red Wings. They own casinos and land and property. They are looking into purchasing the Detroit Pistons. You get to spend a lot of time around Denise Ilitch. Carol, what's she like?
Oh, she's a very nice woman. I think anyone who knows Denise knows that she has a capital D probably in her forehead. She and her family love the city of Detroit, which is why they have their Fox Entertainment, Olympia Entertainment, development downtown. Even before the CompuWares and Dan Gilbert's and others went downtown, they did that, gosh, a generation ago, and have certainly made business doing that. It wasn't just a philanthropic thing there. It's a money-making operation, but just a nice, good, community-spirited person. She loves Detroit. She wants to see it do well. And, in fact, if you recall, Tony, a year or so ago, people were talking about her possibly running for governor, to which she went out there and looked around a little bit. And I think rightly decided, no, I'm not going to do that.
All right. Well, Carol is coming up here to interview someone. I get the sense that it's someone big, and we'll learn more about that on Friday.
It's good to talk to you, Tony.
All right. Drive safely.
All right. Thanks.